I like to try to kind of figure out how you approach this clinically. I don't know if it would help if you could maybe present a couple patients that sort of typify in how you sort of think this thing through and treat these people. Anybody come to mind?
Yes. I mean, probably the most important clinical example I can give you is a patient with liver metastasis, which is very common presentation with unknown primary.
Anybody you've seen lately like that?
Oh, yes.
Can you tell me about him?
Okay. A 55-year-old woman who had right upper quadrant pain and sought medical attention, not with me. She was sent to me later. And she had an ultrasound and a CT scan and had multiple liver lesions. The CT didn't show any other abnormalities in her abdomen. She also had a CT scan of her chest, which was entirely unremarkable, and a PET scan, which just showed the liver lesions. A biopsy showed a poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma. And in that particular patient, a multitude of these stains were done trying to find the origin of the tumor, including TTF1, which was negative. CK20 was positive and bright in all the cells, and CK7 was negative. A number of other stains were looked at, ERPR, HER2-new, gross cystic protein. I mentioned that one earlier for breast.
Tumor markers?
Tumor markers, HCG, alpha beta protein.
What does she have in terms of CEA?
Her CEA was elevated. It was like 8. It wasn't very high.
Right.
But the CK20 was positive. And that particular patient, I saw her recently. Even though she has unknown primary, because of what's evolved just in the last year or two, believe me, I wouldn't have given this recommendation before. My recommendation is fulfoxin and Avastin for her, because we now have some data in patients like that who show similar overall survival to colorectal cancer, even though we don't know that she has. By the way, she had colonoscopy, upper endoscopy, which was entirely normal.
So did she get fulfoxbev?
Well, she's going to start on fulvoxibev, but I've had other patients.
Interesting.
And again, this article in JCO is going to address that subset particularly. Now, there are other subsets. Lung is another one when you have a patient.
Well, before you go into lung, let me just backtrack on this one. So how do you get the test done?
Well, that test is routine in most pathology labs. You know, if a pathologist is not doing on an unknown primary, if the stain for CK20, for instance, and CK7 are not being done, they're not doing an adequate evaluation of the cancer.
Okay, but so then there's no quality control issues, easy test to do?
There's always those issues, but these immunoperoxidase stains have been around a long time, you know, and usually pathology labs have they have positive controls,
right.
They have negative controls, and it's a reasonable, valid test.